Good morning, Chaffee County, our friends elsewhere in our listening area and worldwide on the web. I'm Elliot Jackson, and this is your Arc Valley Voice News Nugget on KHEN LP 106.9 FM for Thursday, September 28th, 2023. The News Nugget is a collaboration between KHEN and the Arc Valley Voice, Chaffee County's premier source for independent, fact-based journalism, reminding you that truth has a voice. We'll be coming to you every Thursday morning at 9:45 a.m. on KHEN, and you can also access our podcast at arcvalleyvoice.com. And now the top news of the week. Yesterday at 2:34 p.m., agents with the Colorado Bureau of Investigation announced the positive identification of human remains located during the course of a search on September 22nd as Suzanne Morphew of Chaffee County. The confirmation was made by the El Paso County coroner earlier today. Morphew was reported missing from her home in Chaffee County on Mother's Day, May 10, 2020. The circumstances of the discovery were not planned. Investigators were searching in the area of Moffett in Sawatch County on an investigation that was not related to the Morphew disappearance when the remains were discovered. Specific information about the location and the state of the remains are being withheld at this time. The remains were located in the 12th Judicial District, and District Attorney Ann Kelly has been notified. No arrests have been made since the remains were located. The CBI reports that updates will be provided as information becomes available during this ongoing investigation. The at times almost circus-like atmosphere surrounding Morphew's disappearance, the frantic searches, and charges leveled at her then-husband Barry Morphew almost obscured the tragedy of her disappearance. After several missteps by the 11th District Attorney's Office, which permitted some key evidence from being admitted, charges were dropped against Barry Morphew in April 2022. The public is asked to continue to report any information about this case by calling 719-312-7530. A Salida City Election Candidate Forum, co-sponsored by Truth Has a Voice Foundation, Arc Valley Voice, and the League of Women Voters of Chaffee County, has been scheduled for Wednesday, October 4th. The session begins at 6 p.m. in the Salida City Council Chambers, located at 448 East 1st Street, the Tuber Building, C Street entrance, and will run through 8 p.m. The Candidate Forum session is free and open to the public. In addition to the in-person audience, the forum will be broadcast both on the Salida City Channel as well as the Arc Valley Voice Zoom link. Candidates will answer questions from Arc Valley Voice, and questions will be taken from the in-person and online audience on Zoom. There are links to the Zoom channel as well as the Salida City Channel in AVV's online article accessible at arcvalleyvoice.com. The Chaffee County Community Foundation announced on Tuesday, September 26th, that it has awarded 30 local nonprofit organizations with $49,000 in funding from the fall grant cycle. These grants are made possible through a partnership with the Sangre de Cristo Electric Association and the Chaffee County Community Foundation. Among the organizations awarded funds during the fall grant cycle was KHEN Community Radio. In fire-related news, the Bureau of Land Management for the Royal Gorge region is preparing two prescribed burns, scheduled to take place between October 2023 and April 2024. The Deerhaven area is slated for a prescribed burn approximately 15 miles northwest of Canyon City, south of High Park Road, and west of County Road 69 in northern Fremont County. Another prescribed burn is planned on the north side of Wall Mountain, approximately 26 miles northwest of Canyon City, 20 miles northeast of Salida, and 2 miles south of Fremont County Road 2. This prescribed burn is in addition to the one that the U.S. Forest Service is finishing up in the Mount Chauvineau area northwest of Poncha Springs this week. The Mount Chauvineau prescribed burn project started back in 2014. They are burning the remaining 930 acres in the two remaining project areas this week. And finally, last Friday, September 22nd, Colorado U.S. Senator Michael Bennett led 12 of his Senate colleagues, including Colorado Senator John Hickenlooper, to call on U.S. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer to advance permanent comprehensive pay reform for the country's wildland firefighters as temporary pay increases are set to end. Bennett was in Grand Junction talking with federal wildland firefighters about the difficulties they face and the need for a long-term solution to provide wildland firefighters with the pay and benefits to keep experienced firefighters on the line. Short-term pay increases for over 22,000 federal firefighters will run out this week unless Congress takes action. The prospect of a federal government shutdown looms because a few right-wing congressmen are holding up any budget negotiations, just as the threat of wildfires during the fall dry season looms. That's it for your Arc Valley Voice News Nugget. Tune in next Thursday, October 5th at 9:45 a.m.